Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 3rd of April. King of Righteousness and King of Peace. As the son of Abraham and the son of David, Jesus was born as a king priest according to the order of Melchizedek. That is, as the Son of God in the flesh, he was King of Righteousness and King of Peace. Although he was a king, his kingdom was not of this world. He had come down from above to proclaim the kingdom of heaven and thereby reveal the Father to those who would receive him. Jesus' authority as King of Righteousness was demonstrated as he revealed the Father through the works of obedience that he received from the Father. These good works included preaching the kingdom of God, the many miracles that he performed, the exercise of his authority over demonic spirits, and even his command over the natural environment. Christ's authority as King of Peace was expressed through the ministry of peace as he preached the gospel of the kingdom throughout the region of Judea and ministered forgiveness to sinners. As the Son of God in the flesh, Jesus fully accomplished the works that the Father had prepared for him to do. That is, he finished the kingly work of proclaiming the kingdom of heaven and revealing the Father. Accordingly, just prior to the commencement of his offering journey, Jesus prayed to the Father, saying, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." This marked a shift in the priority of Christ's ministry. He would now be progressively glorified as the Son of Man, to become a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This process commenced in the Garden of Gethsemane. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 7 verses 1 to 3, John chapter 18 verses 33 to 37, John chapter 8 verse 23, John chapter 5 verse 30, John chapter 10 verse 32, Matthew chapter 12 verse 28, Mark chapter 4 verse 39, Acts chapter 10 verses 36 to 38, John chapter 14 verse 27, Luke chapter 7 verse 50, and John chapter 17 verses 4 to 5. For further study, Hebrews chapter 7.